KF Theta Mobile monitoring 2-4.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, speak solely, provide your name, location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that are going to be in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ. Dave, Bay City, I will be in and out, no traffic.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Yellow Victor from Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we have two operators who are in and out. Is there anyone else? Anyone else who would like to briefly join our net tonight? If so, please call now. Okay, very good. Thank you, gentlemen, for checking in tonight. At this time, is there anyone on Echolink? Any Echolink stations who would like to join us? If so, please call in now.
This is a KD8ZXR, Horst, Harrison, Michigan. No traffic.
Okay, again, is there any other Echolink stations? Any other Echolink station like to join us? If so, please call in now. All right, hearing none. We'll now begin to take regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please check in now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rig, Salem Township, no traffic.
This is Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob and Frankmuth Township, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township.
This is KDA-DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic. All right. We're going to begin tonight's discussion with KD8CXR, Horst, and then our next operator is going to be KCABOA, Rick. KD8CXR, please go ahead.
This is KD8CXR, Horst. It's been a while since I've checked in. Long winter down in Florida. Weather was cold, then I came up with some medical problems. So back up here in Michigan for a few more months before heading back down to Florida in October. It looks like I should have gone back sooner the way the weather is up here, which hasn't been real nice. Other than that, there isn't much going on. Just enjoying the winter and the sun up here doing nothing. KD8ZXR at Connect Control.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Thank you, KD8CXR. Moving on to KCADOA Rick, and then after Rick, WADW Dave. KCADOA, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, Randy, and thank you for doing the net, and good evening to everybody else in the net tonight. Horace, I hope things get better for you, and hopefully things improve. For me, it was a busy day today. I disassembled a swing set and loaded it up, hauled it off, plus a bunch of other materials and three slides and so forth for my granddaughter, and didn't get home until after 6, and I still got to unload a truck, so this is going to be my final. I'm going to wish everyone a great night and a great week. 73 from KCADOA.
Thank you for joining us, KCADOA. Okay, our next operator, WADW, then after Dave, NADUI, Tom. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. It's WADW. Not a whole lot. Everything, we've been doing a lot of home repair stuff over the weekend. That replaced the door on the on our deck porch. Replaced one of the screens that some of the varmints, who were little chipmunks, decided that he wanted to get in. Actually, I had a squirrel come in front of the screen and porch the other day, so that's why I had to replace the... Instead of replacing just the screen on the door, I decided to do the whole door, and we did that with the wood screen door, so it was looking good. Not a whole lot of radio work, but we did turn it on and did listen some. The bands are still not real good. Our digital have been having problems with the bands being all messed up. We hope that changes here in the future. Good to hear Horace in there, and we'll turn. And good to hear you, Randy. Been a while since I've heard you. So we'll turn it back to you. Be here set for the 73 round. KEADHW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, MAEY, Tom. Then after Tom, KD8MMH, Mike.
N8EUI,
it's your turn.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. This is N8EUI. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. It's nice weather for us this past week. My wife and I took our granddaughter Madison to Sleeper State Park for a few days, outside of Caseville. They left for camping about 2:30 on last Wednesday, and we got there about 4 o'clock and got the camp completely set up about 5:30, and then we had some dinner, and our granddaughter, she likes Papa's smoked pulled pork, so we had pulled pork sandwiches and some potato chips and things like that for a meal. And then, Thursday, it was quite nice. It was warm, very warm. We went swimming at the Sleeper State Park Beach for a few hours. And then we headed back to the campsite for some dinner. And we had Sloppy Joe's. And then we broke for some ice cream at Shaker's Ice Cream Parlor in Caseville. And they had this Ashbury's ice cream. It's made in Michigan. It's really good. I like the pistachio. And black cherry, so we had some of that. And Friday we went to Key North Adventure Golf and Family Center. It's for putt-putt. We have played 18 holes of putt-putt. 18 holes, yeah, putt-putt, bumper boats, and then we had some pop and some bought some souvenirs for a granddaughter. Then we went back to Pigeon, my hometown, to visit my sister and her husband and family. Let me break you real quick. Yeah, we went to Pigeon to visit my sister and her husband and family, and my mom met us there also. So we spoke, we visited for about 2.5-3 hours with pizza. And then we went back to Caseville for the 4th of July fireworks. Actually, we went back to our campsite because it started raining Friday evening. Coming down pretty good, and it was still raining about 9:15, and we thought, well, you know, we went online to see if any of the fireworks were postponed or canceled, and didn't hear anything else. So we just said, well, we'll take a ride back into Caseville to the Caseville Beach, and only everybody was there. There were hundreds of people there at the beach, parked, and the fireworks went on about 10:30. I think it was 10:38, and they went on nonstop for about 20 minutes. It was a pretty good show for a small little town, and my granddaughter enjoyed the fireworks. Like I said, they were nonstop for like 20 minutes, so it was a pretty good show. And then Saturday, we just hung around the campsite for better part of the Saturday, played some games outside. And then we met my mom at church in Caseville, and then we went to dinner after Mass at Lefty's Diner for I had a steak and cheese sandwich, my wife had a chicken wrap, and I think our granddaughter had some macaroni cheese bites. And then later that evening, my brother and his family stopped by the campsite for a few hours to visit. We had a campfire, so it was a lot of fun. And then Sunday, we browsed Caseville for a little while and had some more ice cream, and then had a campfire Sunday evening, and then packed up this morning, and got home about 2 p.m. this afternoon. So that was our camping time. So it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it very much, and I don't know if we'll be camping maybe one more time before the end of summer. I think we're going to take July off for a while, so I think we're going to camp maybe September, I think. So, anyways, I'm going to toss it back for the 73 round. And until then, this is NEUI.
Thank you, NEUI. Okay, our next operator is K8MMH. Then after Mike, NAKPR Bob. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Hey, KE8AHW, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Spent 4th of July over at friends in Freeland there. They have a place on Coldwater Lake out a little bit west of Mount Pleasant. So did some grilling out and then watched fireworks over the lake. I think the fireworks were actually from Wheatman, but they were very nice for a small-town fireworks display. Saturday, I've been meaning to get out to that Saginaw Railway Museum there for some time, and on the previous Sunday night, Sunette, I believe, Rob, Bay City, KC8SDL, was saying that they were open this last Saturday, so took a ride out there and spent maybe an hour or so checking things out at the Railway Museum, pretty nice museum. Other than that, not a lot else going on around here. No July club meeting. Would have been this past Friday, obviously, but because of July, we take July off, give club members a break. So other than that, we will be having a July board meeting, though. I'll send an email out when that's coming up. That'll be, I believe, a week from Wednesday. But other than that, nothing else. I think this will be my only go-around, too, Randy. So with that, I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Also, real good to hear Horstkin there. Haven't heard him in a while, so glad that you're still around here, Horst, and made it into our net this evening. Good to hear you in there. But yeah, like I said, this will be my only go-around, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to you, Randy, and thanks for doing the net tonight.
Thank you, KD8MMH. All right, moving along, our next operator is NAKPR, and then after Bob, KC8YVF, Ron. NAKPR, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, I've been camping for a couple weeks, just like like Tom, I was pretty busy. Just got back today also. And we spent the first week down in Davidson at Outdoor Adventure. Spent that for camping with some friends down there. And I had the golf cart down there. That's a really huge campground. There's like 700-something campsites. And my wife likes camping on one side of it, and our friends like camping on the other side of it. And she likes the woodsy part, and where my friends camp, they're on, she calls it a Walmart parking lot. The trees are really small, and it's the newer part of the park, but, you know, it's been there for a while, just the trees aren't growing real quick. She likes more of the woodsy feeling, so. So that's what we do. Plus the roads are paved where we're at, and there's just dirt up there, so if it's dry and whatnot, it gets pretty dusty. So we did that for the first week, and I come home and cut grass for one day, and then we took off the next day and went up to Lupton, up there by Sage Lake, on East Twin Lake, where my other trailer's at. And we spent a week up there with family and friends, and it rained. There was days it rained, there was days it didn't rain, and, you know, so it was an excellent weekend, or excellent week, either time, but, for the, you know,
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
We had a good time with that. And I got home here, and now, I got home late this morning, just before noon, and, grass was insanely long, and, fortunately, the garden, the weeds weren't too bad. They really weren't too bad. So, and the way the weather looks this week, I probably won't be able to get the road to till it anyway. So, too muddy out, too much rain coming. But with that said, that's it for this round. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. This is KEAHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is KCAYVF, then after Ron, our Lady of the Air, KDATAZ Mini. KCAYVF, please go ahead.
Well, welcome back, Randy. Thanks for doing the net and being here tonight. And, Horace, good to talk to you, hear from you again. I ran into a friend of yours. Lord knows I can't remember his name. And he says, oh, no, I talk to Horace all the time. And I'm thinking, well, can you tell him we were just wondering? I looked back in the log, and it was back in November since the last time that you were on the net. So we were all worried that, you know, make sure you were okay in that. And same thing for my friend Joe down in Burton. So it was good to hear from you again. And for everyone on the net, for me, very, very busy weekend. Another working weekend. We had a friend that was in the hospital last week. He got out on Wednesday. Unfortunately, he lives in a house with four other people. There's multiple apartments in there, so it's kind of his housemates. They all decided to go up north. Well, they had nobody to take care of him. He wasn't supposed to be by himself. So my wife and I on Wednesday and Thursday ended up having him over here at the house so that we can make sure he got his meds and he was doing okay and getting fed and things like that. So he spent a couple of days with us on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday did some odds and ends works around the house, things like that. And then Saturday I continued on my floor project. I picked up the floor sanders. And it turned out to be a very tiring, excuse me, hang on. Get a cough in the middle of it there. Tiring day, or couple of days. Spent close to 20 hours sanding over the 2 days, so it was a job to get it done. I didn't think it would take that long, but it did. We did get a little relaxation on Saturday. A friend of ours was having a 4th of July party, so we went over for about 4 hours, had dinner, and visited with some friends, and came back and sanded floors until 10:30 at night. So it's done. Got the sanders back to the rental shop. Unfortunately, that's all I got done was the sanding. Next week, we're having new windows put in, so I got a freshly sanded floor. I'm going to have all these contractors or all these people tracing through the house. So we had to cover the floors with contractor paper, cover all the floors up so they wouldn't get damaged. I don't want to have to sand again, so we're waiting for that for next week. And then the following week, I've got more prep work, fill nail holes and things like that I've got it sanded. And once I get that done, then probably in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be able to finally get the varnish and that on the floor. So it's a continuing project. Like I said, I hope to have it done by Labor Day. That it'll be a six-month weekend here, weekend there type of project. So only way I can do it. Let me break just for a second. Supposed to have some rain, a fair amount of rain, so they've changed the prediction a little bit, somewhere around an inch or inch and a half, I guess, over tomorrow afternoon through into Thursday morning. So just kind of be apprised of the weather. It's supposed to be a combination from Hurricane Beryl, moisture from that, and a low pressure system. So depending on where these both of those track to how much rain we will get out of it, so hopefully it goes south of us for that much, but just kind of be aware of that for tomorrow afternoon through Wednesday into Thursday. So that's all I got for this round. Thanks, Randy, KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator is KDA-PAZ, and after many, we're going to recontact Horst, KD8ZXR. KD8PAZ, if you're ready, please go ahead.
Good evening, KD8AHW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everybody on the net here. Got a good net going here. Good to hear Horst in there again. Missed his voice on the radio here for a while. So other than that, not doing much. I had to move everything off my lawn so I could have it mowed. He said he was going to come and get it mowed before we got the torrential rain there. So he's got it all done for me and that. So I got everything put back where it belonged. And he said he'd be back in 2 weeks. So other than that, just doing not much of anything, just watching TV. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Again, this is KD8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. Is there anyone else, any other operators that would like to join us? If so, please check in now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to go back to the top of the list here with KD8ZXR Horst. KD8ZXR, please go ahead.
This is KD8CXR Horst. Just to fill everybody in about me, I'm still alive and kicking. Going down to Florida back October, I had a little medical incident, minor TAI, so I ended up being in the hospital in Knoxville overnight. And after that, having to find the doctors down in Florida, that's another experience. Ended up having a couple of hip procedures, mostly minor stuff, but just took so much time, so didn't get to do much. Weather down in Florida this last fall and winter was cold and wet, and it didn't warm up till February. So we came up in May, and the weather wasn't any better up here. It was cold and wet. I ended up trading in my motor coach and downsizing to a small 28-foot travel trailer. Managed to do one camping trip this year, and we ended up going up to Onaway and staying at my girlfriend's cousin's farm up there, which was interesting, you know, because you hear the cows in the morning and in the evening and everything else. We went to visit some of her old friends, managed to see her old girlfriend that she's known from when a little kid, and talked to her for a while, and now we have to go back up there on Friday for the funeral because she passed away. Other than that, only other trip, probably the first in August, we're going to head out east to Maine. We have some friends to see in New York State, and then head back. Come September, finish up doctor's visits, and 1st of October, head back down to Florida. That's about all that's happening right now. So this is KD8ZXI, back to net control.
Thank you again, KD8ZXR, for joining us. Our next operator, WADW, Dave. And after Dave, NADY, Tom. WADW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. Yeah, we, like I said, not a whole lot going on here. We're planning a camping trip, so we're going to be doing that in the future here. But just trying to keep up with the stuff going on. It seems like everything seems to go south all at once. We had a dryer go out about 2 weeks ago. I did get that fixed on Saturday. I got parts. And, you know, parts received on that, had to put that back together, and that's working fine, and then there's the door here. So just little things going on. I guess that all happens at once, but we're taking care of it, Randy. Anyway, 7-3, catch everyone down the log. Have a good one, and be safe. K8HW, W8DW.
Thank you, WADW. Okay, our next operator, NADY, then after Tom, NAQDR, Bob. NADY, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. This is NADY. Not much else. It's good to hear from Horace. Glad he's doing well. Had some health issues, I hear, but you're still getting around with the camper, with the coach. So it's good. I'm glad to hear you're traveling around. You're going to be going to Maine, and you were up by Onaway. Friends of ours were camping about 3 weeks ago up at the state park in Onaway. It's a nice country up there. Let's see what else. I think based on the rain we're going to be getting next day and a half, 2 days, I'm glad we went camping when we did. So, but next month, my brother and his family, they have a camping trip for the Cheeseburger Festival in Caseville. So they have a week, I guess a week or so campsite reserved at Caseville County Park. And he invited us we're going to go down and visit him for about a day, just like a day trip for the cheeseburger thing. I haven't gone to it in a number of years, and it's time to go again, I guess, to go again. So we'll stop by and get a greasy cheeseburger, and some french fries and a drink, and then visit with them for a few hours, then come on back, just make a day trip out of it. Other than that, that's all we got planned. Like I said, we're going to camp again maybe one last time in September.
and then we'll just put the camper in mothballs until next year. So, anyways, I'm going to say 73 to everyone, and hope everyone has a good week, and take care, and we'll talk to you all again, hopefully, next Monday night. This is Vinny Eli saying good night.
Thank you, N-A-D-U-Y, our next operator, N-A-K-P-R Bob, then after Bob, K-C-8-Y-V-F, Ron. N-A-K-P-R, please go ahead.
Thanks again, Randy. Yeah, Horace, I don't know if going to a travel trailer from a motor coach, I don't know. It seems like the motor coach would be easier to deal with. You know, even if you had a tow vehicle behind it, you know, you could drop the vehicle off in the parking lot someplace, then back in the motorhome. But pulling a travel trailer, that means you got to have a truck, at least a half-ton truck, if not a three-quarter. And, you know, then backing that thing up with a truck, you know, that's always a challenge. I've done it 1,000 times, I know. But, yeah, you know, I guess whatever works for you. Other than that, yeah, at least I got my grass cut today before all the rain comes in. I wish I could have rototilled my garden again, but it was wet from the rain we got, I don't know, I guess this morning. I was up north at the time, so it wasn't raining up there, but I guess it's raining down here. So, but it is what it is. We'll get to it when we get to it. Well, thanks for doing the net, Randy. And everybody have a great evening, great week. And if I'm in town, I'll talk to you again next week. This is NAKPR, back to net control.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator, KCAYVF. And then back to our lady of the air, KDATAZ. KCAYVF, please go ahead.
Good evening again, Randy. Yeah, that's something I didn't get done. My grass is up there pretty good, and it's supposed to rain, like I said, through Thursday. So I'm just kind of out of luck at this point, and I was supposed to get some fertilizer down on the garden as well on Sunday and didn't get to that. So I'm just falling behind on things. I haven't even gone out and looked at the garden. My wife said there's lettuce out there to cut, leaf lettuce, and I haven't been out there in a week, so I have no clue. So when I get out of the meeting here or the net, I will walk out to the garden and see what's going on out there, I guess, see what's got. All I know is most of my cabbages and Brussels sprouts got eaten by a bug someplace. We looked all over, couldn't find anything, didn't get a chance to dust the plants before they got eaten. So I don't know if I'll get anything out of those or not, but there was about a half a dozen cabbages and about a dozen Brussels sprout plants, and almost all the leaves are gone on all of them. So I don't know what got them this year. I haven't had that problem before, but something else is out in the garden and decided they liked them better than we did. So that's what happens, I guess. The other oddball thing, I replaced one of my security cameras. I took one that was out back on my shed and brought it into the garage because the garage one was an old version, didn't work very well. So I said, I'll get one of the newer ones to put out on the shed. Well, the wiring was a little bit different, still plugged in USB, but it was a little bit different from what was out there. And I was out there about 2 days, and I get notification that the camera isn't working. I said, okay, something happened. I just lost the internet connection. So I walked out there to go unplug it and plug it back in. When I walked out there, I happened to notice here's a white USB plug laying in the grass. And I looked up, and the camera's turned upside down and half eaten. All the wiring's gone and chewed on the camera. The only thing I can think of is Marty the squirrel got a hold of it, so he ate my brand new security camera. It's probably the same one that eats the wires on my Christmas lights in the wintertime. Almost all of my Christmas lights that I put out have been chewed through at least once, or my extension cords, and I've had to repair them. So I got a squirrel that likes to eat electrical wiring, and I just hate my new camera, basically. So I got to come up with a different way to protect it, I guess, to keep Marty away from the wiring. And the old camera had been up there for several years, and he never touched it. But he liked this one, I guess. It was his flavor. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Stay dry. And we'll talk to you again next week. KC-YVF, back to that.
Comment.
Okay, our next operator is Kitty 8, TAZ, Minnie. Minnie, if you're ready, please go ahead. Yeah, pick up the comment there, Randy, and then I'll be back on here.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Thank you, KADAC. Do we have somebody who is breaking in for a comment? If so, please go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me, Randy. Thanks for letting me back in. Hey, Ron, I don't know if you know this or not, but We have lights strung up in our campground up there in the Lost Valley campground, and the squirrels would constantly eat the wires. And we found out that they use peanut butter oil in the wiring to process, you know, in the wiring. I don't know where it's used at, but it's in the wiring, and they just would always chew the heck out of it. So what we finally did was we used a small cable, you know, a 16th of an inch cable, to tie it off of the trees or off of whatever. And they won't go out on that. But if you have it wrapped, you know, right close to the house or close to a tree or whatnot, they will eat it. And that's what we found out, and for the last 2 years, we haven't had any problems by, you know, putting an extension out from wherever they're hung at. So you may want to think about that. You know, obviously the camera, you know, that's another story. You know, I don't know how you would mount that remotely, but they use peanut butter oil in the process of making the plastic. Don't know the whole story behind that, but I know that's what we found out, and when we started doing what we did, we didn't have that problem anymore. Thanks for letting me back in, Randy. I can get back to Minnie. This is KPR.
Thank you, KTR. Sorry, Bob. Our next operator, KDAPAZ, Minnie. Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KDAPAZ. Gotta let Bob in there and have him talk to Ron so we get that off before we close the net here. But other than that, and not much else going on, don't have anything going until Friday. I go to breakfast on Friday, but other than that, nothing else. Hope everybody has a good week, and we'll talk to everybody next week. This is KDAPAZ, back to KDAHW. Thank you, KDAPAZ. At this time, is there anyone else who'd like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call in now.
This KCPOA recheck.
This? What, Shirley 8? See, don't tell me about Rob, basically. No traffic.
Thank you, gentlemen. KCADOA, do you have a comment?
Then I do. I do know they use soybean oil to make
some of the wire coating. And it was a real problem for Honda. And rodents, mice, and stuff like that were getting in and chewing up the wires. And what they did was they came up with a rodent-proof tape. And so if you can get your hands on some of that rodent-proof tape, to do all the Christmas lights, that'd be pretty expensive. But for some of the other stuff there, the short stuff, security camera, that would probably work out for you to wrap that cable with rodent-proof tape. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, KCAPOA.
Thank you, I can't talk tonight. Thank you, KC8BOA. All right. Yeah. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for tonight's net?
Yeah, Kilo Charlie 8, Dr. Lima Randall. Good evening to you. I was going to be one and done. I don't know the nuts about Orioles, but just wanted to give a beat to the bot there. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you for Mr. Net Control.
All right, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 12 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. This is Randall May, KE8AHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everyone. May God bless. Please stay safe. Good night.
KG8MMH, KG8MMH, KG8FCL. KG8MMH, KG8MMH, KC.CL, you saw the frequency. Mike, over. Yes, KC8SL, I'll be listening for a bit.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Kilo Alpha 8, Charlie Bravo.
Good evening, Clayton, KCVOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is Kilo Alpha 8, Charlie Bravo, radio check.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.